Thank you. come, Lord, and bring our souls into the place.
Amen.
Father, we'd be in a harmony with you.
Yes.
But Father, Lord, though our bodies sometimes get tired, but Father, that our hearts, Lord, may just be in that place.
Amen.
Lord, our sacrifice of praise upon this evening, Lord,
Amen.
That our worship, Lord, may be pleasing unto you.
Amen.
Father, we may not just draw nigh with our lips at this time,
Lord.
But that our hearts, Lord, may draw nigh. So help us continue to bless the song leader, continue to bless the musicians, to
Amen.
Bless, Lord, as Father, Lord, unto those songs of worship and praise that you desire, Lord, for us to offer unto you upon this night.
Yes,
and help us move beyond ourselves, Lord,
Amen.
To that sacred place. That, Father, you communing with man.
Yeah, Amen.
So, and Father, the minister upon this night, I pray your special blessing upon him.
Amen.
I pray, Lord, that you'll take the coal of fire as we're singing of, Lord, and
yes.
touch his lips upon this night, Lord.
Amen.
Father, put your word inside of his mouth, Lord.
Yes.
Father, speak unto the hearts of people. You know
Amen.
Each and every one of us, you know where we are.
Amen.
You know our current condition before you, know our hopes, you know our dreams, you know our questions, our thoughts. Father, come and minister unto us, Lord,
yes.
and as we come to the end of the
yes.
service, we may give you the glory and say,
Amen.
You've been so faithful unto us once again.
Amen.
Even them that would still be on the way, as you pray for them, pray
yes.
for them. Father, bring them, Lord, to your house. With joy, Father, Lord, hasten their footsteps, we pray, Lord. Help us all to enter into that one accord, into that place. You can really come in and bless your people.
Yes,
Father, we're glad to be here tonight, Lord. And Father, we just lay ourselves upon the altar and say, Lord, let your will be done.
Amen.
And be glorified Amen. In this service, in Jesus' name.
Amen.
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 Sing that song, I Love Your Kindness is Better Than Love. Amen.
Amen.
I love
Jesus better than life. I love him.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
Let's sing that song, We're Climbing Jacob's Ladder. It's good to pray between singing. I wish sometimes I wasn't singing, I'd just be singing and saying, Jesus, Jesus, just praying. It lifts up. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Let's sing that song. We are
climbing Jacob's ladder. We are climbing Jacob's ladder.
And baptize.
while we offer our sacrifice of worship, may the Lord accept mine tonight and accept yours. Amen. From the heart. Oh, look on my brother's worship and look on my own. I want to break into another realm. Sing Amazing Grace.
Topic tonight. I pray that you'll need on the topic is arise.
Amen.
It is time for Amen.
It's time for a change. We travel on this mountain for too long, but it's time for a change.
Hallelujah.
To rise to high ground. Amen. Song worship was so powerful, saints. It is time for a change.
Amen.
And when he comes, something good happens. Amen.
Hallelujah.
The world is in one of the most chaotic times of the most blessed light that ever did shine in.
Amen.
And though we may be living in Laodicea in the most darkest time, but tonight the Lord is saying that there is a blessed light. Amen.
Amen.
This blessed light is no one but it is you and me.
Amen.
And He's calling us tonight to arise and shine.
Amen.
You shine this light. Amen. We might have kept it under the bushel for too long, kept it under our bed for too long, but tonight is the night to arise.
Amen.
It's time for a change.
Amen. Amen.
It is time for some young people to arise. Amen.
Amen.
Because the glory of the Lord, it has risen upon you. It has risen upon me. It has risen upon this church.
Amen.
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 But what is this light that has come? What is this light? The prophet said, what is light? The vindicated spoken word of God.
Amen.
This light is the vindicated spoken word of God.
Amen.
Outside of God, there is no light.
Amen.
See, you can't lighten the earth with flashlights.
Mm-hmm.
It takes God's word.
Yeah.
That's made manifest the Son.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. So you can't, there's no way that you can lighten this world with any other light.
Mm.
The light is you.
Amen.
The light is not just physical, natural light, but it is you. Because
Amen.
He's speaking about a spiritual condition and a spiritual light.
Mm.
Amen.
Mm.
But how has this light come upon you? Because it's at a rising shine, for thy light has come.
Mm.
And it is the vindicated spoken word of God. So now let's find out, what is this word? Now we go to John chapter 1 verse 1 and it says, in the beginning was the word.
Mm-hmm.
And the word was with God.
Amen.
And the word was God.
Amen.
Now if we go to verse 4 and it says, and the word was made flesh.
Amen.
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 And dwelt among us. And we beheld his glory, the
Hallelujah.
Glory of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth.
Amen.
So we can see that this word was made flesh, which was Jesus Christ. Amen?
Amen.
And now Jesus Christ himself come on the scene and confirm that he is the word and confirm that he is the light. He says in John 12, 46, he says, I am come a light into the world.
Amen.
That whosoever believeth on me should not abide in darkness.
Amen.
And now this light, which is Jesus Christ, he died, he ascended to heaven, and he promised something. That he'll send the Comforter.
Amen.
That he'll send the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Yes.
And what is the Holy Ghost? And the prophet said in a message, what is the Holy Ghost? He said, what is the Holy Ghost? It is Christ in you.
Amen.
So the light is not of Christ in you.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
He said the Comforter, that's the Holy Ghost. And when the Comforter has come, he will do the same thing that I done when the Comforter is in me.
Amen.
And I tell you, friends, the Comforter has come. Amen.
Amen.
And when the Comforter comes, always something good happens.
Amen.
When he comes, there is always a change. Amen.
Amen.
But when he came to the grave of Lazarus, all the dead had to rise. But when he came to a place where there were 5,000 people who had no food, they were fed.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Because he has come.
Amen.
Because thy light has come.
Amen.
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 Glory.
Amen.
Amen.
Thy light has come tonight. When it comes, there's not enough devil in hell.
Amen.
Amen. There is no temptation that you cannot overcome. Amen.
Amen.
Because he himself said that I have overcome the world.
Amen.
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 And there's a greater one. He's the greater in this world. He's the most greatest in this world. It's in you. Amen.
Amen.
Greater is he that is in you than he was in
Amen.
You.
Amen.
And he has come now in you.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Wanting you to manifest the light.
Amen.
Because it is time for a change.
Amen.
We've hid ourselves for too long, but it's time for a change.
Mm.
It is time for some young people to rise up from our sleep. Amen.
Amen.
It is time for us to rise up from our spiritual amnesia. Amen.
Amen.
It is time for us to rise up from our evil condition. Because tonight the word is saying that the glory of the Lord
Hallelujah.
Is not departed from us.
Amen.
But the glory of the Lord is risen upon us.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
will change. Amen.
Mm.
Whenever he comes, something good happens. Amen.
Hallelujah.
And it said in the message, the Johnson of Time, Richard Jefferson fell in 1956, he said, what was that? Was that a change in time? Was that a junction road? And the great unchanging God, who was an unchangeable, who performed those things at the junction of time and the past, how much more will he do it when all hell is set arrayed and the end time is here? And it says, he's the same. He doesn't fail. Omnipotence made the miracle certainly.
Mm.
Now he's going to explain how this happens. He said that the unsearchable, the unreasonable thinking of man can never comprehend the miraculous.
Mm. Amen.
Amen.
But that's the way that the miraculous can take place. Mm. And it says, you have to come in contact with omnipotence.
Amen.
Then when you do that, you come in contact with the supernatural. Amen.
Hallelujah.
It says that your life changed, your thinking changed, your mind changed, you're made different, your sickness is finished, God's great power moves in. Amen.
Amen.
And I believe that tonight it is time for us to come in contact with omnipotence. Amen.
Amen.
It is time for a life change. Amen.
Amen.
It is time for a thinking change.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And I tell you, friends, omnipotence is here. They come together and the people come to this started making a campaign. And they started getting to screen through it and see who's the best person, amen, that you're going to elect. And I tell you, friends, tonight, my brother, my sister, you yourself are a temple. As the word, as the song was being said, you are the temple of God.
Amen. Amen.
As the word was, as the song was going on, you are a kingdom. Amen. Amen. And you've got to make a choice. You're going to make an election.
Amen.
Who is going to rule? Who is going to rule this life of yours? Who is going to rule the soul that you've got?
Amen.
And you don't have many choices. You've got only two people.
Amen.
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 Only two people.
Amen.
And that is the light or the darkness.
Amen. Amen.
Only two are Christ the Satan.
Yeah.
They are the only two people that
Amen.
You can choose. Amen.
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 And if you may you allow me tonight to make a little campaign.
Yeah.
I want to make a little campaign.
Yeah.
It's time for a change. It's time to arise, amen.
Amen.
It's time to turn away from our distractions, amen. Amen. But to focus on the words, amen. Look upon him,
amen.
Amen. Amen. When there was a young man, the story we know him very well. He's called the prodigal son. Oh, he was a young man, he made a good life. Oh, he started off well. He was living in his father's house. He made a good election. He had elected Christ and he was moving on with Christ. But then there came a time that he started not to appreciate himself very hard. Because sometimes he got so used to them. He got so used to, you know, maybe the servants bring him food, and he maybe got used to everything around him, that he could have everything, and he thought, oh yes, it's all right. He thought maybe I'll make a change. He didn't appreciate it. Sometimes that's what happens with us young people. Don't appreciate the message sometimes. They don't appreciate what the Lord Jesus died on the cross.
Hallelujah.
Because if you appreciate God, I tell you, you have a different attitude.
Amen.
The message. You have a different attitude when you come to church.
Amen.
Hallelujah. You didn't appreciate that.
Amen.
Because you think, oh, well, I live with my parents. Well, you're just taking normal to walk in your Wednesday, to walk in your Friday, to walk in your Sunday. Well, you just take it, oh, well, I'll just get in the car. I'll just come, I'll stand, the preacher will just sing. They'll clap hands, well, the preacher will come. He'll preach, okay, then I'll go home.
My. Sad. Sad.
You're not appreciating it.
Yeah, man.
Because if you appreciate it, you come here, pray it out.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Right.
Amen. And he said, well, I'm going to fire Jesus.
And I don't know, but if you're sitting here tonight and you're thinking about fire in Jesus, I don't know if you're going to have the same grace that he had, because the scripture said that there is a gross darkness upon the people.
That's right. Amen.
Right. And if you tend to complain when it comes to show you the things on Facebook, and it comes to tell you about the fun you're having in the cloud, and you can follow them and change and rule it, I don't know if you're going to have the same grace.
Glory! Mm.
Fire Jesus, went over to France and next to Satan, and you thought it was going to have a good time. Oh, and at the start of Satan will always give you a good time.
That's right.
Oh, he'll let you enjoy yourself. Mm. Oh, man, he'll give you an amount of girls that you can never believe. Mm. Oh, amount of boys that you can never believe. Oh, you'll have a lot of fun. Mm. But then as time went by, I realized that this ruler is taking away everything. My money is gone. All that I have is just gone.
Amen.
I'm losing everything. Amen. I'm gambling time, but it's gone. I'm not winning, I'm not gaining. But I'm losing. Because there's gross darkness upon me.
Amen.
Satan started robbing of everything. And I tell you, it's the same time. He started robbing of everything that you have. Well, when you make a wrong decision, he will give you a good time for a season. But it started robbing of your joy. It's going to rob you of your peace. And it's going to set depression upon you.
Yes.
And it'll turn you away from
Amen.
The Lord. Turn you away from the gospel. Turn you away from the message. Because that is the son of aim. Because he knows this message very well.
That's right.
He knows the mountain very well. He knows the pillow fire very well.
Amen.
And you are his main target. Tonight, it's time for change.
Yes. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Right.
Glory.
And the devil took him and took him. And the best that the devil could give him was swine food.
Amen.
That was the best that he could give him. And I tell you, if you make the wrong decision, the best he can give you is the swine food of this earth. The swine food of pornography.
Yeah.
The swine food of poverty. Yeah. The swine food of lust. The swine food of alcohol. The swine food of football.
Amen.
Right. Amen. Amen.
That's the best that he can give you. Swine food.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Preach it, brother.
Stand for this message.
Amen.
Amen. Be hard tonight. But I don't mean to be hard. Because the word is hard.
Amen. Preach it, brother.
Amen.
He had to do it one time. He came to realization. He came to realization that now I have lasted long time. I've made a big mistake. I have to turn back. And he started to think. I think I have to make another election. And he started to think back. To when he was at his father's house, amen. And he said, oh my, maybe it's time for me to change here. Who's ruling? To give this soul back to whom it pertains to. Amen. And I think it's time for a change. If you want that to listen, it's time to come to realization.
Amen.
To say it is time for me to change.
Hallelujah.
It is time for me to change. Glory. Inside of me. Because I tell you, friend, there is no bad way. It's only two people. Or one or the other.
Yes.
And by your fruits, you'll know them.
Yes.
You can't deceive yourself. We had it the other day in Sunday school. You can't. So he realized and said, all right, look at what he said. In the year 1518, he said, I will arise.
Amen.
Amen.
I will arise.
Hallelujah.
It's not your condition. It's time for you to arise. He said, I will arise. And where will I go? I will go to my father.
That's right.
And it's time for you to arise and go to your father.
Amen.
Amen.
And he said, and I will say to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before thee. Father never said, wait a minute, son. Are you bringing back my money? Father never said that.
Amen.
Amen.
No, he never charged him for his sins. He was glad. He was glad.
Amen.
He was coming back.
Amen.
He was glad.
Amen.
He was glad to himself.
Amen.
Because he was his son.
Amen.
Until you bless me, until you change me, until you change me.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
The Lord is looking for in this generation some people who will rise and shine this light of this message. Amen. It is your light, it is my light. I can shine your light. You can shine my light. But you have to shine your own light.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Amen. It is time for a change. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
There was a time. There was a time before the foundation of the world. Amen. Something happened in heaven. And the devil tried to exalt himself. And then he was cast down from the earth. Now, as we were in Switzerland, we've done a regular preach quite a while on that. Now, Satan was on this earth. He was given a long space of time, but he couldn't do anything. He couldn't create anything. He was dwelling in total darkness. Total darkness. He couldn't do any move. Nothing that he could do. And the prophet said in Shalom, Sierra Vista, 1954, he said, the difference is just as it was in the beginning. And there was gross darkness upon the earth. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And he said, let there be light. Amen.
Amen.
And though we are in low t-shirt, and there is gross darkness, but the Spirit is moving upon us tonight.
Amen.
Saying, let there be light.
Separates it. It's the word manifested.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
The word manifested.
Hallelujah.
Friends, you are the word manifested.
Amen. Amen.
You are the spoken word. But I said that you came forth. You were top day. And when it was created on this earth, and I said that I believe you were there. But I said, I'm going to put you in an audition that you will shine. And that is
Amen.
Amen.
Shine your own light.
Glory.
It's time for a change. Amen. You've come to life manifested. Amen. And the word is going to separate you from all the darkness. Amen.
Amen.
Because the air today is groaning for the manifestation of the sons and daughters of God. It's groaning for some young people who will stand for the life of this message. And stop hiding yourself in college. Stop hiding yourself in your workplaces. And rise. Arise and shine.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Yes, sir. Amen.
It's time for us to rise. Amen. It's time for us to kill any Ichabod or Achan spirit in our midst. Amen. That we can arise. Amen. And be a change and separate people.
Amen.
Yield it to its own service. Amen. And it's that the word manifests and separates. It presses it to the other side. Here's the darkness on the earth. By the manifested word of God, the Son, which was spoken into existence by the word, shows itself, and darkness runs to the inside. Now, do you know that the devil is carrying light? The devil is carrying light.
Amen.
And if you arise and let the light come upon you, because it said, arise for thy light has come, the devil is going to be scared of you.
Yes,
sir. Because he's scared of light.
Amen.
And the prophet said in the message, be not afraid. He says, Satan is scared of light.
Yes.
Any devil is afraid of light. That's right, he said. Any creeping evil thing is afraid of light. You take a wild animal in the jungles of Africa or to be out there hunting, just flies on a light, you're gone.
Amen.
You're scared of light. Get an old nasty roach. Throw up a car down out somewhere. When it's dark, he will come around and nibble. Just turn on the light and watch him take for a cover. Suddenly, spiders and everything else will take off. They are afraid of light. Amen. And he said, that's the reason people are afraid of the old-time Holy Ghost meeting.
Yes.
But I am not afraid of the old-time Holy Ghost meeting. I am glad I am part of the old-time Holy Ghost meeting.
Yes.
Because I don't want to be a cockroach in the message. Yes. I don't want to be a spider in the message. Yes. The old time come for me to shine the light, I run away.
Yes.
No, I want to be following this old-time Holy Ghost.
Amen.
And that's what it's looking for. It's not looking for cockroaches, not for spiders who hide themselves from the light.
Amen.
Because the manifested word will never hide itself.
Amen.
Yes.
The light just presses itself.
Amen.
When Jesus Christ came, he didn't manifest the word.
Amen.
He didn't hide himself.
No.
He showed the attributes of God in him. Because that was what he was called for. Amen. The devil is scared of light. Don't hide your light under the bushel. Because the Bible says you are the light of the world. You are the light of the world.
Yes.
No one else. And the devil is scared of you. Scared of you if you really be the light. Amen.
Amen.
You got any darkness in your life? The darkness of temptation. Arise. Amen.
Amen.
Arise because you are the light. Amen.
Amen.
Don't be scared of you. Amen.
Amen.
It's time for us to change our attitude towards this devil. It's time for us to possess our inheritance. Amen.
Yes.
It's time for us to take our crowns back. It's time for us to say to him, give it back.
Yes.
It is not
yours.
Yes.
It is ours.
Yes.
Amen.
It was given to us from the foundation of
yes.
the world.
Yes.
And we're coming back tonight. We are rising tonight because
Amen.
We've come to realization. And
yes.
we're saying it is time for a change.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
See your body change.
Amen.
In order for your body to change, the changing process starts from here.
Yes.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
The word starts from here. And then we go off to the word and stop. Amen.
Yes.
But now is the time of changing. Now is the time of putting on the garment. It's the time to change. Amen.
Mm.
It's time. The word is coming. It's tearing you up. Amen. The word is coming for you to rise up from the gravitational pulls that are pulling you down. Pulling you down. Pulling you down, letting you sink. Like Peter might have turned his eye from Jesus Christ. It is time for you to rise because it's coming upon a change.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah. It's time for you to rise.
Thank you, Lord.
Shine. Amen. Because you are the light. You've got potentialities in you. You've got great characters in you. That's why I put you here in our teacher. Amen. You didn't choose anyone else. I tell you, friends, it didn't choose Peter. It didn't choose Paul, but it chose you.
Amen.
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 The most darkest night, it chose you.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
To be the light.
Thank you, Lord.
I don't want to forfeit this responsibility.
Amen.
No.
I don't want to go out there and say, well, I didn't sign the light.
Yeah.
But I won't sign it.
Yes.
Because
amen.
He chose me. He chose you.
Yes.
He could have brought Peter. He could have done all he wanted. He could have put you on the edge of the fist hole. But he said, no. I put Brother David Jr. in the location.
Amen.
I put Sister Lady in the
location.
Amen. Amen. Because she is the light.
Yes.
He is the light.
Yes.
And he will rise.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
That's why you are here.
Amen.
So arise, because it is time for a change.
Amen.
Yes. Amen.
But Mama Eagle knows. He knows. She knows very well.
Amen.
That they have great potentiality.
Yeah.
He knows that you're not born to stay there.
Mm.
Yeah. You're not born to just sit down. And you are not just born to come to church and
no.
sit on the pew chairs.
No.
Yes.
Yes.
No.
No.
You put it here for a purpose.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Thank
Mama
you, Lord.
Eagle knows that. But it gives them a time for them to laugh. Start to train them up, amen.
Mm-hmm.
Start to teach them, amen. Then there comes a time, there comes a point, the Mama Eagles realize and says, now it's time for a change.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's time for you to get off of just comfortable pews. It's time for you to start to fly, because that is what you were born for.
Yes.
Because you were born to be an eagle and now teach your age.
Mm-hmm.
And it's time for you to rise and start to fly. It's time
amen.
For you to start to fly. Your two ways has been given
amen.
You. It's time for you to start feeding on the Old and the New Testament.
Amen.
And
amen.
Just imagine that it's going to die right here.
Amen.
Amen. Mama Eagle, what does he do? Well, she start to flap the wings. Oh, it starts to tell you what's going on. And sometimes it comes in your life and it starts to blend and say, what's going on? It's wanting you to change.
Yes.
Amen. Amen.
It's wanting you to rise.
Mm.
Hallelujah.
Mama, you just had to flap the wings. It's little eagles. And it starts to land to fly. It starts to land. At the beginning, you may fall a little bit.
Mm.
You may not be rising up higher. But you've got a potentiality. There is no other bird that can fly as high as the eagle. And there is no other denomination. There is
yeah.
no other message
yes.
that can go higher than just
message.
Amen. You are called to express that message.
Oh, yes.
You are called to shine that light.
Amen.
Amen.
No one else. You.
Amen.
He has come. Omnipotence is here.
Amen.
He's looking for a well in hand.
Amen.
Get in contact with him. You change your life.
Amen.
Amen. Mama Eagle teaches them to fly because we are on a highway to heaven.
Mm-hmm.
And he's teaching us to fly because he wants us to go up higher. Amen. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
And the prophet said, and Master Sharon was here visiting again. He said, he promised that he would send Jesus. Hallelujah, he said.
Mm.
There will be a millennium. There will be a new day.
Mm.
There will be a day that the sun will never go down, or will go down no more.
Mm.
For we'll need it no more. For the Lamb is the light of the season. To where
amen.
Amen. I said, the dawn of a new day, I feel it over me now. The light of a new day. The light of a day where there is no night, there is no darkness, no shadow, no skies, no dim dark skies, no midnights, no graves, no flowers, no hillside, no funeral procession, no doctors, no more cure. Amen. I said, I can feel the rays of the light breaking through.
Amen.
Hallelujah. The rays of the light is breaking through, saying that you will rise.
Amen.
Because this new day coming.
Amen.
Arise. It is time for a change.
Amen.
Amen. That condition. Amen. The new day, the old one, is passing away.
Amen.
It's
not much time remaining for us, and we know that. And I'm not going to go into that. But we know there's not much time remaining. But it's time for you to arise. Amen. No, David. David. Type in Christ. David had a great desire in his heart. David wanted to build a house for the Lord Jesus Christ. But the Lord said to David, now you can read it in 1 Chronicles chapter 22, and verse 8 going. And it said that David, thou shed blood abundantly, and has made great wars. Thou shalt not build a house unto my name, because thou hast shed much blood upon the earth in my sight. Behold, a son shall be born unto thee. And he said that he's going to be the one who's going to build the house. Now, David type in Christ. What did David do? So David started to make provision. Though he couldn't build a house, but he started to make provision. Though Jesus was not going to be here with us, walking with us, and just dying in the Odisha, but he started to make a provision for you. He sang the Holy Ghost, amen. He died on Calvary, amen. He started to make provision. And David started to make provision for his son, Samson, to come and build, for his son, sorry, Solomon, to come and build the house,
amen.
And he provided all that was needed. He provided the gold, he provided the silver, he provided everything. And the Lord Jesus Christ, he provided everything that is needed for you to shine your light. He has provided the Holy Ghost. He has died on the cross. There is nothing that you are in need that you cannot have. Mm-hmm. Everything is provided.
Yes. Amen.
There's one thing that Solomon had to do. In verse 16, 1 Chronicles 22, verse 16. It's just a confirmation. I'm talking about what David
Hallelujah.
Had already prepared to lay for his son. And he says, just a confirmation of the gold, the silver, and the brass, and the iron, there was no number. There was no number of the gold, the silver, and the brass, and the iron. There was no number. There was no number. There was not enough of the Holy Ghost. He's given such abundance of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
He's given everything. Abundance of it that you cannot take enough. You cannot say I've taken enough. But you can still be drawing this day. No matter where you are in your walk with Christ, you can still be drawing. Drawing and drinking and drinking and pushing at it. He's given an abundance.
Amen.
There was one thing that he has to do. He said, arise therefore and be doing.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
Amen.
And tonight he's saying, arise therefore. We young people arise therefore and be doing. For the Lord is with thee. Because he said, arise and shine, for your light has come. The glory of the Lord is risen upon you. Though there be gross darkness in this world upon the people, but the glory of the Lord is risen upon you.
Hallelujah.
And you are the light of the world. You don't have to hide yourself under the bushel.
No.
You might have hidden yourself for too long, but it is time for a change.
Amen.
It's time to change your name. Amen. Amen. It's time for you to be strong. It's time for you to be of good courage and arise and shine. Amen. Because we are the only people who are approaching.
Hallelujah.
We are filling up my families. We are approaching. Any manner of sickness. Whatever thing we need, whether natural or spiritual. Whatever thing you had in your heart and you raise your hands and nothing. At the beginning of the service. And you see it to make a change.
Amen. Amen.
It's here to make a change.
Thank you, Lord.
Because you are the light.
Amen.
And all importance is calm down. Mm.
Yeah.
All importance is here. Amen.
Yes.
We cry out on him like David said. Mm. O son of David, you have mercy upon me.
Amen.
Yes. I want to have mercy upon me. Amen. I want to have mercy.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Rise, my brother, rise, my sister.
Amen.
Don't be this courage. Be of good courage.
Yes.
Amen.
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 Yes.
You. No one else.
Okay.
He will fight because he knows that you are going to make him.
Amen.
You are going to make him.
Amen.
you're showing us one thing. You're showing us the conditions for a change.
Amen.
And the very first thing that you showed was, if you're desiring a change, there's got to first be dissatisfaction. There's got to be disappointment.
Amen.
But if you're not dissatisfied, if you're not disappointed, you're not going to be looking for a change. And one thing I think those that have been longer in the Lord, one thing you know is that temptation, the devil, every time leads you to disappointment. But people that are young in the Lord, they think that temptation, you know, to compromise, to get in sin, it'll lead them to some kind of satisfaction. But you learn as you grow that there's always a disappointment in temptation.
That's right.
Amen.
So the first thing that you've got to do, you've got to be dissatisfied. And then he says, and then you've got to have a desire. You've got to desire a change.
Yes.
Right.
And the scripture says that a double-minded man receives nothing of the Lord.
Amen. Yes, sir.
If you don't desire a change, there will be no change.
No.
The Lord will do nothing for you. But when you get to the stage that you're dissatisfied with your current situation and you desire a change, you're now ready for a change. And the next thing that he said is you've got to then make the choice. You've got to make the right choice.
Amen.
There's got to be a change of headship. There's got to be a change of leadership inside of your life. And when you make that choice, there's got to come, like you got on to the end, there's got to be separation. There's got to be separation from that darkness inside of your life.
Amen.
There can be no change as long as you still fellowship with the deeds of darkness. You know, there can't be. There's got to be a separation. And then, if you really want the Lord to work that change in your life, you've got up to that point. You've got to let the Holy Ghost come and brood inside of your life.
Amen.
You've got to really give an opportunity for the Lord to come and separate the light from the darkness and come and do a deep work in you once again. You know, and I really thought that was really, really a wonderful message.
Amen.
Yeah, but I just sometimes fear, because you can see it'll be a good message, but you know, in the hearts of certain people who need a message like that, they don't have the right desire to make the right choice. You know, they know that it's right. And he just said one thing as well, Brother Max. He said, you may think that backsliding, it's an easy thing. We had a friend of ours, Brother Lloyd, back in Zimbabwe. He came to the Lord and he was zealous, and then he decided to backslide and go back to the world. And we tried to persuade him.
Yes, sir.
And after some time, he decided to try to come back to the message. And he said it to me. I went to his house to visit him. He said, Brother, he said, I thought that if I just backslide and go do my things, I can come back any time that I want. He said, but I realize now, I've come back this time like Esau. I've come back, I'm seeking for the blessing with tears, but I'm not finding it anymore. My friend, don't play around with backsliding. You will think you can just come back and get back to where you used to be. It doesn't work in the kingdom of God.
Yes, sir.
The next time you want to come back, it's going to be far harder. Because God has made it like that so that you don't despise your birthright.
Amen.
And that brother, he came back for a few months, and then he went back to the world and never came back again.
That's right.
Yeah, and you don't want to be in that kind of condition. That's why today, if there's a desire inside of your life, follow through that.
Hallelujah.
Let's bow our heads. Let's ask Brother George. Let's sing that song. And may it be our prayer as we close. Create in me a clean heart, O Lord. And renew a right spirit in me.
Amen.
That would be your desire. As we sing before we close.
A clean heart. Spirit.
cure. It's not a cure that there is a cure. It's in the name of the chorus, and it's pretty.
That's what I long for. A heart that follows after thee. A pure heart. That's what I long for. A heart that follows.
I'm thankful for my wife, Lord, the good Savior, that I have never number the Lord. But I'm most thankful, Lord, for salvation. You came to die on a cross. Yes, Lord, that I could have a chance, that I could have an opportunity, that Lord, I could come back to you to be thy son. Even though the enemy tries to come hard, Lord, but I'm thankful that you have fortified us behind thy word, and that it has kept us, Lord, and it is bringing us somewhere. Thank you, Lord. Father, oh God, for you are a loving God. Lord, you have prepared all things for us, oh God. That, Lord, oh God, we may do that which you want for us to do, Lord. I'm thankful for that, Lord. Blessed is your people, the young people that are here, the small people, Lord, the adults, Lord, and the old people. I commit them to you, oh God. Be merciful unto us, I pray. Lord, help us, that, Lord, we may take the word that has been ministered and apply it in our lives, in every part of our life. Lord, let us not hide any part. Lord, but that we fully open our hearts, fully open every door, and let your word have its effect that you have sent it for. For Lord, oh God, your word will accomplish, it will accomplish what you have sent it for, Lord. And help us tonight, be merciful to us, Lord. And help us that we may make the right decision. That, Lord, we may examine upon the throne of our hearts to see who is sitting there, who is having influence in our lives, who is leading us, who are we following? Do we follow this message, or are we following Pharaohs and Jewish terrors? Be merciful, O God, and help us that we be honest within our own selves, Lord, and see exactly who we are, Lord. And if we are not happy with it, Lord, may there be a desire, Lord, to change, to become sons and daughters of God. Be merciful and help us and bless us tonight, Lord. May you renew our strength, the strength of our brother Maxim. I commit him to you, Lord, of mercy, Lord, and strengthen him. Lord, renew, Lord, his strength once more, and bless the word that has been spoken for the hearts of your people. Lord, we are thankful. We love you, Almighty God. And we honor your name, Lord. We glorify it, Lord. There's none beside you, O God. For you are King. You are all that is everything to us. Without you, Lord, I wouldn't want to do it. But I'm thankful for the word of God. I'm thankful for the blood of Jesus Christ that cleansed me, oh God, and redeemed me, Lord, and made me thy own. Bless us, Father. Lord, help us. We are thankful, Lord. May your name ever be glorified. We all honor you, Lord. We worship you. Lord, we glorify you. Let's go. Not be here tonight. I pray for them all. Father, may you also minister to me. For your glory I ask. Hallelujah.
Father, we thank thee for this word ministered unto us upon this night. Lord, we don't take it lightly or for granted. Lord, it is not your man that desired for Brother Max to preach tonight, but Lord, you desire, Father, to use it as a vessel. To show, Lord, Father, that you can call a young man, and Lord, you could speak through him, Father, and you have expressed, Father, oh God, this word through him, Father. Lord, Father, we are fed. Well fed, Lord. But Lord, as Lord the pastor, and he stressed so clearly, Lord, that we have Christ on our hands. What will we do with Jesus? Father, will we, Lord Savior, once more nail me to the cross? Oh, Father, let it not be so. But let it be, Lord, Father, that Lord, we take this word, and Lord, we closely ponder, carefully ponder, Lord, even upon it, O God, for these words are the word of life. And we desire tonight that, Lord, as we drive away from here, Father, those, Lord, Savior, Father, low places amidst our lives, oh, Father, may be made the high places, Father, and we would come back to your house, Lord, on another opportunity that you would give unto us. And, Lord, we would offer, oh, God, the sacrifice that we meant to offer, Lord, Father.
Yes,
Lord, we live in a dark day. Lord, we live in a day when, Lord, sin is all around us, oh, God. Lord, Father, there's just so much sin and so few righteous, oh, God. But, Lord, Father, amidst a place like that, Lord, even as we sang our little light, Lord, we will let it shine, Lord, even in this land. For, Lord, you never brought us here for the pleasures of this land. Lord, you never brought us for the weather, for there's no weather here. But you brought us, Lord, Savior, Father, to call out the lost that are in this corner, Lord, Father. Oh, God, Lord, Savior, great is the work, but the laborers are few. Oh, Father, precious Savior, God, we just desire that we who are here, Lord, Savior, God, Father, we believe we are enough, Lord, Savior, Lord, to go to Carlo, Lord, to go to Galway, to go to Sligo, and to go to those very corners, Lord, that this message has not hit yet, Lord. But, Lord, we are able, Lord, Savior, God.
Amen.
Father, help us, Lord, that we'd stop our firefighting, Lord. Lord, we'd stop, Lord, Savior. Father, oh, God, making life hard for the next man, but make it a light, Lord, Savior, loader, a lighter, Lord, for, Lord, Savior, our brothers, Lord. That we, Lord, Savior, can focus, Father, on them that are lost, Lord. Focus on the redeemed that was given unto us in this land. And, Lord, make it be a challenge, as, Lord, our brother clearly put it unto us, O God.
Yes.
That every brother, Lord, and every sister, Lord, may consider their ways, O God. Lord, Father, not that this word came to the youth, for we are all youth in your eyes, O God. But let us ponder and consider our ways, O God.
Yes.
Lord, and turn away from backslidings, O God.
Yes.
For we are not here for work. We are not here for money. Though, Lord, Savior, Father, as has been preached time and time again, Lord, those things sustain our mission work here. Father, we need that money, Lord, Savior, Father, to go to and fro. But, Lord, the principal thing and the major emphasis, Lord, Father, is the gospel, Lord, Savior, God. Lord, is to spread this word, Father, to all parts of this island, Lord, Savior. You've given us a lovely small island. You've given us a lovely place like this, oh, God. Help us to be faithful, oh, God. And, Lord, Savior, the young people that was given unto us, Lord, faithful young men, Lord, Savior, God. Wonderful young men with such great potential, Father. Oh, God, we pray that you, Lord, Savior, would stir them up, Lord, Savior. That God would arise amidst them, oh, God. Lord, Father, and they would do exploits, Father, wherever they be. Lord, where they be at Google, where they be at DIT, where they be, Lord, Savior, at Trinity, wherever it would be, Lord, Father. People will know that God, Lord, Savior, dwelleth, Lord, even amidst them, oh, God. Lord, Father, oh, God, if, Lord, Savior, they were caught up in, Lord, Savior, darkness, let it be from this day, as Brother Max has ministered, Lord, that they would, Lord, Savior, leave this place, oh, Father, and, Lord, Savior, vow to never sin no more in those places, oh, God. But let us, Lord, Savior, be the shining light that is needed, Lord, Savior, God. For, Lord, we know not, Lord, Savior, who it is, Lord, thou hast called us to, Lord, Savior, God. But get us in that frame of mind again. Get us in that spirit again, where we would, Lord, Savior, zone into your spirit, Lord. And we, Lord, Savior, be the channel, Lord. Be the projector, projecting Christ, Lord, to this people, Lord, Savior, God. That when all is said and done, oh, Father, when you would, Lord, Savior, summon us to come into the joys of the Lord. Father, we would come in with gladness, Lord. We would come in, Lord, Savior, as champions that have, Lord, Savior, fought a victorious fight, Lord. Lord, we'd not go in, Lord, Savior, with any embarrassment, Lord, but we'd go in, Lord, Savior. And when, Lord, Savior, them that are waiting upon us, Lord, they would say, this is she, the bride of this last day. Father, we stood, Lord, Savior, for Malachi 4:5, Lord, Savior. Help us, O God, for, Lord, Savior, that is what made us what we are. Lord, and we desire, Lord, Savior, that, Lord, Savior, Lord, our young people, Lord, Savior, may be, Lord, Savior, God, change, Lord, Savior, like we were, Lord, Savior, God. They may see, Lord, Savior, oh, God, the importance, Lord, Savior, of this message that was granted unto us, O God. Father, oh, Lord, Savior, as we part now, part with us, oh, God. Keep us, Lord, even along the roads. Keep us, Lord, in our homes, oh, God. Lord, Savior, that we, Lord, Savior, would constantly, Lord, Savior, live a life
that is not, Lord Savior, just an idle life, Lord, but it would be a prayerful life, Lord Savior. That when we come on Sunday, Lord Savior, we'd be in a spirit of worship before we enter here, as was said, Lord Savior God. When we come again, whenever, Lord Savior, we would always, Lord Savior, keep Christ within us, O God. Guide us as we pass. Bless all that has been said. Restore strength back to our brother. Lord Father, and grant us that if we see another day, Father, may our young people, Lord Savior God, testify concerning this that was ministered tonight. We bless your name. Be glorified in the midst of our lives as we part. We part in Jesus' name. Amen.
So thanks to God. Thanks for the word. Wonderful.
Amen.
May fire its dwelling, please. May God return to the Lord God, achieving the purpose to which it was sent.
Amen.
Just before we dismiss, just after we dismiss, can I see Brother Ellie and Brother Max just quickly? Just a moment, please. God bless you, saints. May the Lord be with you. Dismiss whatever you want, Brother George.